Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Oliver moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson misplays the ball. That's an error on Olson. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Olson covering, for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olson catches it and throws to second with Wurstler covering, to double up Porter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Vosmick reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Vosmek scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Connolly moves to second. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Bob Klein. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Olsen. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Burnett scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morgan bunts towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. Vosmek moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Vosmek scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. Cecil moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wurstler hits a fly ball towards left. Vosmek catches it and throws to Cecil, who relays to Morgan to double up Pickering. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians 8, and Boston Red Sox 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.